listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Wayne Fritz, only on LA Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to another exciting episode of the Concierge Coaches Show here on LA Talk Radio. I'm Bruce Cameron alongside Wayne Fritz. Wayne.
Hey, Bruce. Good morning. Good afternoon.
Noon as it is. And as y'all can tell, we are not alone today. We have special guests with us, a colleague and friend, Dr. Kay Trotter. Kay, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. You know, Kay, obviously, you know, the show deals with different types of coaches and coaching, and you and I probably have a little bit of a similar path coming from a classically trained mental health background, classic licenses to practice in mental health. And I myself am a late bloomer getting into coaching. I didn't get into coaching myself until about 2016. I got a coaching certification and kind of augmented my practice to include coaching. And I'm so glad to see you've done the same.
Yeah, me too. I'm excited about it.
I'm excited for you. It's always great because, you know, I always want to hear what other practitioners are doing and what's going on. So kind of walk us through a little bit of your journey, you know, in terms of your practice and what made you decide to want to augment your practice with coaching services.
Well, I've been in private practice for over 17 years. Mm-hmm. And it's there in Flower Mound, Texas. I started just a solo practitioner with myself. And I grew it to a group practice. I think I currently have like 8 counselors that work for me.
Okay.
And I started off focusing on children and adolescents because I went to the University of North Texas, which is the world-renowned play therapy center of the world.
Oh, yes.
But then, you know, I'm working with the children and I work with parents a lot when I worked with kids. They bring mommy and daddy. And I'm very possessive of my child clients because they're mine and mommy and daddy were messing up my kids. So that's when we started providing services across the lifespan. So now Kaleidoscope Behavioral Health can provide services as young as 2 and as old as 82.
Nice. Nice. So you have a full range of services, children, adolescent, adults, and those things.
Right. And with multiple counselors there, we all don't have to do, you know, everything. So I've got some that can specialize in love, couples counseling, but hate play therapy. And I'm like, good, those come to you. I've got a University of North Texas professor that works for me. So she takes a lot of the harder cases, but it's worked really well. And then I segued into the coaching because I can reach a greater population. And there's a lot of different coaching models out there. You know, a lot of them are group coaching or, you know, here you buy my package. And I'm just too relationship focused for that. So my coaching is one-on-one, no groups. I don't do package. I mean, I do packages, but I don't do like written stuff. I do give them homework and provide worksheets depending upon, you know, their goals. So it works really well doing it one-on-one. And I discovered that actually when I was doing counseling, some parenting that I did, I was taught it as a group parenting class. But in private practice, I did it one-on-one with the parents. So the parents would be in the playroom with the child and I'd be in there and I could give them, you know, moment by moment feedback because they were missing so much of what the child was communicating to them that they didn't understand it. And I had all of the parents say, oh my God, that's just what I needed. I needed your words because I was missing it. So I'm kind of taking that same model into the coaching.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's fantastic. So who do you think the majority, at least at first, are your coaching clients going to be? Are they going to be the parents and adults, you think, or you think it's going to be?
Well, I'm kind of focusing on 2 different roads. One would be parent coaching, because when the parents get the support they need, then that's when families and marriages really thrive. And I just love all the brain science that's out there now. I mean, I'm a brain nerd. In fact, I was just sharing some brain stuff with my friends the other day, and they're like, you're kidding. Because a lot of times if we know why our children or even our spouse is doing what they're doing, it changes our whole perspective. And then, of course, learning what we're doing, because a lot of what we do, we don't even realize we're doing it. So there's the parenting coaching that I want to focus on and really help the parents get some concrete behaviors, you know, like change, and help them understand that children's behavior is always, always, always communicating to them. But as parents, they don't understand it. And the, one of the easiest things I tell people is like the children's brains, like a man's brain is fully developed at 27.
Right.
And a female's is 24. So let's take our 17-year-old high school student. He looks like a man. We treat him like a man, but he's got 10 more years before his brain's developed. And the very last brain part to go on is your frontal lobe, which is like our stop signs. So no wonder our teenage boys do some pretty silly stuff.
Right.
And so like I equate that to, if I had a 6-month-old child, I would not expect them to walk, because parents know child development. Well, I want to help them learn the brain development so they can quit expecting their children to do things they can't do or even talk. Our brains, adult brains, are abstract.
Okay.
Children's brains are concrete.
Right.
But we talk to children in abstract language and they give us this look.
Right.
And like, okay, you're talking French. They don't understand French.
Right.
So, you know, and then they go, the person said, well, when do they get the abstract? And I said, it's just like your hormones. It comes in when you're a teenager, but just a little bit at a time. You know, it's not like, okay, you're fully online. So the parenting is pretty one of my passions. And then the other life coaching would just be, I have a lot of women, actually have a lot of men too, just general life coaching. You know, what are their goals? You know, what are they doing now? And what do we need to eliminate? And what do we need to optimize on? And in doing that, the first thing they got to do is learn themselves, you know? And so I help them walk through that process. So the coaching really is those two avenues, the parenting and the life coach.
That's wonderful.
Kay, I mean, remind me, I had one of the folks from the Amen clinics here, the brain guy, Dr. Amen, and they were on the show here a few weeks ago, and I can connect you with her, and you may be a good resource for them, you know, as a coach referral or whatever. So,
right.
Well, that sounds good. So I know for myself and I'll go ahead and reference it. I don't know if you remember Shannon Herman, but Shannon Herman was a person, she's the LPC and worked with a lot of adolescent girls and a lot of even older female, girls and then teenage girls anyway, but she really focused in on eating disorders. Right.
Mm.
And she found that once she took on the coaching, she got away from the LPC side and became a coach focusing on eating disorders. She could, and I do this with some of my guys, but I can meet them at their home. I can meet them at a restaurant. I can meet them. I was traveling to LA. God, man, in 2017, 18, I was in LA like every other week, Chicago, on set, and he had some, you know, Hollywood type of stuff going. And so the coaching gave me the freedom, the flexibility to kind of see the client where they're at or see the client in a more relaxed atmosphere. Right.
And it's more here and now, you know, like, you went to LA, it's more here and now. I mean, things happen so quickly, waiting to go to your counseling session in a sterile room, you know, really, I mean, it's good, but it's not the fix all for everything.
You know, one of the things that have you kind of going outside the box here, but I know that you have several enterprises, and I think you have the ability, I'll put it like this. Let's say if I had some sort of a sailboat.
Oh, really?
If I owned a I owned this multiple person sailboat, and I could offer excursions or one day intensives or
something like that.
I mean, that'd be interesting. I don't have that.
Oh, I know somebody that does.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Living down here in Key West, and there's the research. I'm a research nerd. Sorry. Like getting out in nature is so therapeutic, and being out on the ocean on top of that. And you don't even have to get in the ocean. So I'm blessed down here that I created Kaleidoscope Wellness, which is focuses on the whole wellness of the person and utilizing. I've got a 46-foot sailboat. It's a catamaran sailboat, and utilizing the sailboat in that process. And it's just amazing. And of course, every time I take people out, I don't, you know, focus on the mental health, but that's my sweet spot, or like children, or they talk about their kid and I'm just like, nah, 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 nah. And then I'm like, oh no, you need to enjoy yourself. And they go, oh, no, don't stop. So I'm very blessed to have the Kaleidoscope Wellness and being able to utilize my yacht to get people out and take advantage of what nature can offer us holistically.
You know, that sounds kind of like when you hear about some of our veterans that they've hooked them up with like horses,
mm-hmm.
for example, and they get them out there and they don't even know horses, but they get them out there working with the horses and petting them, and it just kind of opens them up. I mean, they open up.
Right.
They're in an environment that it's comforting, and it's like nature.
Well, and Wayne, my PhD dissertation was on equine-assisted mental health, and it was some of the first empirical data on that counseling modality because it's so new. So when I'm writing my dissertation, a lot of the research, they weren't including the nature part. They were just including the therapist and the horse. But like what you're saying, for me, just being out in nature is therapeutic. So I had a whole chapter in my dissertation on being out in nature and including the elements, you know, especially there in Texas, is hot, hot, hot. I did, 3-hour sessions with the Denton County Juvies would come to the ranch at 100 degrees. But then, the winter, it can get cold. And so that, you utilize all of that. So yeah, nature, I love nature. I love being outside.
That's interesting. I'm really impressed.
Thank you.
I mean, I love nature also. So even when I was younger and did a lot of photography, it wasn't the people that I, as much as it was nature that I loved.
Right.
To be out there.
Yeah.
And just daydream, you do whatever, nature, you really get, it's beautiful.
Well, and if they even have research now that when you get your hands in soil, that it'll reduce stress and depression.
Yes.
And I'm like, okay, and I'm a huge gardener, so I'm always putting my hands in.
Me too.
And there's so much of that we have, people just don't know about. And I just want to add that, and I'm so passionate about helping people and just sharing my knowledge. Half the time I don't even ask to get paid for it. And I'm like, hey, why'd you do that? I just get real excited.
Well, the passion brings you there. I mean, I keep saying I don't want to do that through this visit, but my entire youth, all I ever wanted to be was a farmer, because I was raised in a rural part of town and I loved it. And there, it is therapeutic. I'm sorry. I mean, when I was young, we couldn't play until we pulled weeds every morning. And I drug my feet and bitched and moaned and all that. But you know what? I'd give anything to have all that again, because that was nature. I mean, just even taking a tomato off the vine and grabbing some salt out of your back pocket and eating it, there's nothing like nature.
Yep.
It's therapeutic all the way.
Yep.
That's wonderful. It's very, matter of fact, you've given me some ideas personally that sometimes you need to bring back.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Like what, Wayne? What's the
Well, you've heard the expression, be sure and stop and smell the roses. Well, there's something to that. I mean, we need to all go out and smell the roses, so to speak.
I was gonna something funny. I've like talk about when I was a kid growing up, I always wanted to be in the circus. And then there's another one who wanted to be a cop. So I joined the Federal Bureau of Prisons. It's a joke. But anyway, joke. But yeah, no, I mean, so one of the things back to the, you know, the coaching journey is I have a couple of high octane business startup coaching clients, and sometimes they're so driven and so motivated, and they work 20-hour days. They go from fire, put out the fire, fire, put out the fire, and then it's growth. And yet these folks don't have a chance to enjoy the journey.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy the journey. And then, you know, these young tech startup, you know, like, oh, I feel like I'm an imposter. I don't deserve to be. And then that's the exercise, like, well, I want you to write down, right? Okay, you graduated high school here. You did this, you did this, you did this, you did this. And now you're here. And then look at that and then read that to me, right? And say, wow. And the guy's like, you know what? I do deserve to be here. But they never took the time to even acknowledge their own truth.
Right. Their journey.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. It got lost somewhere.
Right.
Like, all I've been doing since I was 18 years old is checking boxes. Went to the university, check. Got master's, check. Started working, check. You know, even a spouse or kids, check, check, check. You know, and all of a sudden, right, if there's, now you got to start living life, you know.
They lost the joy, and that's why we've got so stress is off the charts and depression. It's, you know, and people, stress will live in our bodies and it'll kill us, you know, just because we can't see it, like I can see a cut, but we've got to learn to rejuvenate. So when I go on vacation and I have my auto reply from my email, it says that I'm out rejuvenating my soul so that I can come back and help you. And one of my former clients said, well, you better go do that because I need you. I'm like, there you go.
My soul. I like that.
Doctor, I got to tell you that I've met with and happened to have met a lot of coaches and counselors, but you are unbelievable.
Aw.
I mean, I can't stop smiling during this program today. It's even in the business that I came from in sales, you know, there's always a said, people don't care how much you know until they don't know how much you care. And sometimes even a powerful person, a very successful person in the sales business, they need you to go in and put your arm around them and just walk outside and tell them you love them. You know,
right.
It isn't all about all those boxes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is, but it we're all human,
right?
And it's touching that heart is it's anyway. I can't stop smiling. Thank you. I'm happy to have met you, and I'm glad you're here.
Oh, thank you.
And I think that's easier to do in the capacity of a coach rather than a therapist, right?
I agree, 100%. It's so much easier to do.
Therapist is fixing something wrong or something in the DSM series, a disorder-based type of or whatever, versus, you know, we always talk about good coaches ask good questions, being there, being present, as you talked about, but also be a source of strength and encouragement to our clients, you know, when you know, and it's easier to do that, and you're not necessarily crossing some sort of woo-woo boundary by like, oh, you said something encouraging to your client. I don't know if that's ethically.
Well, it allows you to be more real.
Yeah.
And for me, it's all about the relationship. You know, I'm not perfect for everybody, but it's all about the relationship, and I can be more real in a coaching environment than I can in the LPC environment.
I know, right? I mean, I found that out by default, you know, and so, yeah, I thought, man, for me, it was kind of a backdoor thing where I was doing a lot of stuff with a financial services company. They found the coaching school and said, we want you to be this for our partners and principals. And they kind of laid it out, you know, like, wow. And so they, I was blessed, you know, to find that out. And that's when I was getting to know Wayne, and Wayne got to be, you know, part of that, watch me grow that aspect in 2016, right, Wayne? 16.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then Wayne, when did you finally go to Orange County and get your deal?
Gosh, it wasn't much after that, Bruce. When you got out, you were excited about it, and yeah. I think you got me involved. It might have been 17.
Wow.
Maybe 18. I mean, it wasn't past 18. I know that.
I was in your grill about it. I mean,
yes.
Boy, if there was anybody who needed this, that coaching thing, it was Wayne for what Wayne does, continues to do, and the sales aspect. I mean, it just, talk about a hand in a glove, man. That was really good. And so, yeah, so I'm excited. But yeah, I'm excited to hear, Kay, about that one aspect about Kaleidoscope Wellness. I think that's something that our viewers and listeners need to see. Like, not only, so you still have the Flower Mound based office,
yep.
but also Kaleidoscope Wellness activities there in Florida.
Right. And, you know, talking about being more real, I mean, we're out on a sailboat. So the clients in swimsuits, you know, so I'm in a presentable swimsuit. So really, it gives you so much more freedom. Yeah. And it's really like cutting through all the layers and, hey, we're just here sailing on the ocean.
You know, and what people, they'll be less guarded because they're just wearing very clothing. And
right.
And
it's kind of like when I was doing the equine assisted counseling there in Keller, I was working with the Denton County Juvies. They'd come down. And I was working with, and that was all group counseling. And I was working with, in my group was the head of one of the gangs. But I didn't know that. He was just a teenager, right? And all of these kids have been in counseling so much, they can give you the textbook answer, right? So they're walking through the fields, going to get the horses, and they're just yak, 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 yak. And they don't realize that I'm counseling them when we're walking in the field. You know, you took them out of that environment.
Right.
And, you know, then you're utilizing, you know, the dust. I had one autistic boy, the dust was all over him, and it was more about that sensation. Nature just provides so much, and the yacht just provides a lot too.
Yeah, it's that listening, that things that you notice that they don't even know they're doing.
Right.
Yeah. You get them in out of their normal, natural environment. Into nature.
Mm-hmm.
They're used to asphalt street. They're used to the corner. You know, if it's a gang kind of a deal, and it's just when you get them out of that.
Yep.
Without being in your office, giving you that page 64, paragraph 7, sentence 4 answer.
Well, and one of the things when I was working outside with the equine is it made me such a better counselor. Which I carry into coaching, but it's because now I can do it anywhere. Where a lot of counselors, they have to be in those four walls and then they go into automatic mode. I can do it anywhere now. And so, which, like Bruce was saying, it's perfect segue into the coaching realm.
Well, I was, my career has been in sales, and you know, it's a lot of, you listen, you ask questions that you kind of know the answer to, but you kind of get them to bring it, you know, you ask enough questions to get the right answer. And so Bruce, I got to blame him because he really directed me into coaching.
Yeah.
And I'm so thankful he did. Because I've semi-retired and I still do, I'm going in now to Salad Master, Bruce. They want to talk to me about doing some more serious coaching. And
what if that's semi-retirement, you've been hitting some bricks there.
I may be putting my suitcase together again. So but coaching is, you know, I don't care how good you are or how bad you are, coaching is important. You know, Phil Mickelson, when he won that last tournament, he's the oldest one to win an open, oldest person to win a U.S. Open. And he thanked his wife and he thanked his coach. Here he is, a top player, and he thanked his coach. See, everybody needs a coach.
Oh, yep.
Yep.
Because I think I think everybody deals with self-limiting beliefs at some level, whether it's Phil Mickelson or you or whatever. I think everybody has their own self-limiting beliefs that they struggle with and have to do something with that, right? Because if they don't do with those self-limiting beliefs, then they're going to be very limited, obviously, right? And they're going to
lot of times they don't even realize they popped up. And when you're interacting with coach in such an intimate manner, the coach, you know, just gently does that. And even I'm guilty of it. Is, you know, I'm dyslexic and I have an auditory processing disorder. So when I graduated high school way back when, I just thought I was dumb and stupid. And I didn't go to college until like I was in my 30s, and I just didn't stop until I got the PhD. And now I'm very accomplished, but a lot of times I forget. I still can't spell worth anything. So that never happens. But then people will rag me about it. And I'm like, do you realize what I've done?
That's right.
Learning disorder.
Right, man. You know what? Better take a back seat over there. That's right.
Yeah.
I've always read that misspelling is a sign of genius.
There you go. Absolutely. Absolutely. I know it. You know, I'm kind of reminded of a recent coaching session that I just had where the guy was talking about what did he call it? I haven't been making productive choices. Oh, counterproductive choices, he said. I said, well, what is that? You know, what was any? Well, I did this, and then later on I did this, and then a couple of days I did this. I said, okay, and using the coaching thing, like, well, what do you think? What's another word for those choices? And then he just came out with the self-sabotage. I'm like, there it is. You know what I mean? Yeah. Really trying to ask those questions in that coaching paradigm, you know, might not have done that in the LPC paradigm. You know what I mean?
Right.
So actually it's like you said, it's made me be a better therapist and better communicator with people by using the coaching techniques. Sure makes us more approachable, LPCs anyway.
Right.
More approachable, friendly. I mean, Kay, when I first started, I'd be working in the federal prison system, and I had to wear a suit every day. And when I was in the regional office, and I'd come in, Kay, I'd be wearing suit pants, and I mean, sometimes I'd just barely take the tie off, you know, and see these clients, only because it was just kind of my uniform, you know what I mean? I wasn't trying to look all spiffier in the early 2000s and stuff. And finally, yeah, this is the old work uniform, you know, the golf shirt and the jeans and just kind of, you know, way more relaxed with time.
You know. And I agree with you. It makes you so much more approachable.
Yeah.
And real. You know, we're not up on a pedestal. You know, we are human. We're real.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of funny how, because as a younger man, because I was in grad school in my 20s, I think as a younger man, I had to prove myself because I, you know, I looked young and I was young, and now that I'm not young and been doing it, I was like, you know, I just kind of do whatever now, you know what I mean? So I was just telling somebody about the imposter syndrome. I'm like, man, certainly the cure for that is time. I mean, you know, Wayne, do you feel like you're an imposter and everything you've done over there at Salad Mess? You know what I mean? Like, no, you know what I mean? Like,
well, I feel pretty blessed. I mean, you know what, but it's what Doc Kay, you said before too, and so have you, versus relationships.
Yeah.
I mean, if you build a relationship with somebody, especially if you're coaching them. Now the company I used to be with, the number one dealer in the world, and I've been at the top in the company before when I was in the field, and I was also on staff. So I know both areas, but the top person I was working with, they asked me, and they were very hesitant. You know, they were, because they were number one.
Yeah.
They pretty much, you know, had their nose in the air. You know, they were unstoppable. But, you know, it came down through questions and just visiting and asking questions and not saying a word about anything except just what anything that doesn't matter. They came up with, well, who motivates me? It's hard to get up in the morning and be motivated. And these people are, you know, making a few million dollars a year now, and that's not bad. But they lose excitement. They lose enthusiasm. Mm-hmm. Then, right. And then they can self-destruct. It's like you said, they self-sabotage. And it's just good to have that relationship, and they'll open up to you and tell you stuff you just, some of it blows your mind. I mean, you guys probably, that's if they need therapy. I just say, right, you need to go get this done. You need to go see somebody and get some help with that. Because sometimes they need that. They just don't even know it.
Right.
They just get out of hand. They get in deep, or they're not doing their financials right. You know, they may be making $2 million a year and spending $2,000,001.
Exactly. And
that's because money's nothing. It's just relevant is all it is, isn't it, what you're doing. So it's coaching is I think we all coach. Parents coach. I think babysitters coach. I think we all have coaching in us. We just need to make sure we develop it correctly. You know, most of it's in the Bible. I'm sorry, but most of it's already written down. But people just get busy with life and don't know. They just get caught up with everyday life.
Yep.
Stress. Like you said, the doctor, that'll kill you.
Yep.
So Kay, with the Kaleidoscope Wellness, so I guess a lot of the coaching takes place with you in Florida. So if other people are out of state, they can see you through Skype or Zoom or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
Now, do any of your staff back in the Texas office do coaching, or are they just straight line counselors? And
no, they're all just straight line counselors. And that, you know, with COVID, we added telehealth to our repertoire, but most people want in person. But yeah, they're just the counselors.
Okay, and I'll just add, now you're with your counseling practice back in Texas, that y'all do insurance, or is it straight private pay, or a little bit of hybrid of both, or how does that work?
I've never taken insurance in 17 years.
And amen, same here.
Yep, never took insurance. So
easy, and then that way people can file their own.
Right. Yeah. I've learned on my webpage, I've got a whole thing on insurance, the good and bad, and doing a single case agreement. And, I did some research on it, and even psychiatrists who are MDs, the insurance reimburses them at 50% that they reimburse a regular doctors at, you know, so there's such discrepancies.
Yes. I hear you. And then you have to wait for the money, and you only get a percentage back, and it's just not cost effective.
And so, you know, we provide the clients with a super bill so that they can file it with their insurance. Right. And I had one client that finally did that. And then she came to session, and she was just moaning and complaining about it, you know, how hard it is and all the stuff she has to do to get it. And I go, yeah, can you imagine if I had to do that for the entire practice? And her eyes just went, oh my God, I get it.
Yeah, exactly. And so, yeah.
We're strictly fee for service, and all of the clinicians, their fees based on their training and education. So I've got three levels. You know, I've got my experienced therapist like Dr. Baggerly, who's also the university professor. And then I've got another one that she's just master level, but she's got a lot of additional training, and she's been doing it for a while. So so the prices are based on their education and training.
Interns over there, or just?
I do. I have quite a few associates at the moment. I'm supervising two of them.
Are those the LPC or LMFT or what are they?
I've got some of each, actually.
Okay.
And obviously I'm not supervising the LMFT, but I'm supervising two of the LPCs.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, that's awesome, man. That's awesome. So that's good, because that way that reduces the barrier of entry for services when you have providers, like you said, a provider at a price point,
right,
easier to get into,
right.
You know, I used to have eight LPCIs underneath me back in the day, man. So I've been there. I salute you, man.
I've got an amazing office manager there. She, you know, feet on the ground, and so she's amazing. But yeah, so I love giving back. And, you know, when I first graduated, my ex-husband would say, why don't you be a professor? I'm like, oh, heck no. But supervising pretty much is I'm teaching.
Yeah. Yeah, man. And whoo, some of these programs these kids come out of or students come out of, it's like, holy smokes, you know. Anyway, I don't want to sound like Archie Bunker on here.
Because I've been doing it for so long too, I've got things nailed down. You know, we've got office procedure, and you know, and I'm the mama, you know, so they can tell their client, well, I'll talk to Dr. Trotter, and I'm like, no, you can't do that. And so I'm bad guy, you know, so it is the parent, but I've got it nailed down because I've been doing it for so long.
That's awesome, man. Able to do that and live your best life out there in Florida, and also, you know, utilize, you know, I can't tell you, you can't really underestimate. I was at Navarre Beach, Florida, a couple of weeks ago, simple town in Florida, right? Got my VRBO rental and flew into Pensacola, drove east still didn't hit me, got out, unpacked, put on the old, with this body, old Bruce Cameron's wearing the swim shirt down to here, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But anyway, the flip. And as soon as I hit that sand, man, that was it. You know what I mean? As soon as I was on the beach, man, and that interest, that beautiful powdery Florida sand that we don't have in Texas. It's more of a sewage plant.
It's the sound of the ocean, and you feel the salt. You know, it's the whole and being outside in nature.
And another time I went out on a chartered a boat. We went half day fishing, but even still on the boat, half day fishing, I mean, just a almost a spiritual experience. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yep.
Spiritual awakening.
One of the greatest things I like is anchoring and spending the night out on the ocean.
Yeah.
That's just so relaxing. And, you know, there's so many stars out there. That's one of my favorite things to do.
You know, and here on Bruce and I are landlocked here in the Dallas area. But, you know, I've done exactly that even up at Lake Texoma, mm-hmm, with a houseboat. And just, you know, you bump into an island and you tie up or you anchor on it. And you're just sleeping out there and you're looking at the stars, and you're just talking, you don't have an ocean lapping at you, but it's still nature.
Yeah.
And it's peaceful. It's just my good friend of mine has Flowermount. I don't know if you ever heard of Lonesome Dove Ranch,
mm-hmm,
Lake Grapevine. Okay. Well, my friend is one of the owners of that. And I go up there and visit him a lot, and we goof around together, and do some investments. But, even there, I took my grandkids up there when they were younger, and we'd just fish around. And, you know, it's very quiet in that area, very quiet. And we'd go down to the lake, walk down the lake through the gate and get where you can get on the water. And it's just, you know, we have a lot of nature right around here, believe it, mm-hmm, or not, that we don't know. It's hidden. We don't take advantage of it. And Legacy Park in Arlington is very nice, when I remember when they built it, and there's so much beauty. And to be out there with people, you know, you kind of forget that stuff. Are you planning on, like, your yacht, are you planning on doing more with that in your coaching or therapy?
Yes. I've been exploring kind of what Bruce said, is doing like retreats on it. Cause yeah, it has three bedrooms on it with queen size beds, and each one's got their own private, bath. So I've been, they'd be really small, intimate, but I'm small and intimate anyway, so that's, yeah, perfect. And then my captain is amazing, and he's been sailing for over 20, 30 years. But on top of that, he's just an amazing storyteller. It helps the people just decompress. And
does he say arg?
Does he say what?
Arg, matey. More Jim, Jim, more rum, Jim.
Yeah.
There you go. Oh, yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, I do plan on offering some retreats or even a full day. You don't have to spend the night, but if you spent the night, you know, there's something about sleeping out over the ocean.
Yeah. Oh boy.
Yeah, that definitely with couples retreats or those types.
Oh gosh, yes.
That would be really or some sort of a. I'll keep you in mind, I had a client and they've got like six or seven people in their company and they would have done a retreat just like that, flown mm-hmm. out and gone out for a night or two on the boat, man. And that would be a good solid team building retreat. And so you could use that in a business based productivity thing or whatever, man. Wayne could get some of these sellers, you know what I mean? Take them out there and coach. Y'all could do some double coaching there, you know?
The water down here in the Keys is just crystal clear, just gorgeous. You know, there's so many reefs out here. You know, it's gorgeous. And in Key West, so you've got the Atlantic on one side and the Gulf on the other. We can't take the catamaran on the Gulf because it's too shallow, but we can take like our dinghy out there, but they have sandbars that are just majestic. You know, you're standing up waist deep in this beautiful sandbar.
That's amazing.
It is. It's
That's amazing.
It's just, it blows my mind because I was up in my South Beach for a little bit and then Fort Myers Beach, and the waters just down here are just stellar.
There's no comparison.
Yeah, no comparison.
No, I've been to Key. There's just no comparison.
Yeah.
There's no comparison. Thank you. I can think of a lot of things about those retreats. I'm thinking in sales incentives, you know, the very top of the top.
Right.
Because you said like you could have three couples.
Right. It sleeps six.
Yeah. So, yep, that would be awesome. That would be awesome.
And it's actually the way it's set up. It's like three levels. So the pontoons are where the cabins are. And then the salon is the main level. And then we actually have what's called a flybridge, which is above that, which is where the captain steers the boat. And then you've got the trapeze down in front. So you've actually got three levels. And it's 26 feet wide.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome. Yeah. Holy cow. Yeah. Greg and Teddy do a lot of long time. They do weekend and week 10-day sailing trips, Bruce.
Yeah.
Greg and Teddy. So they're out there tied up sleeping and down in the Caribbean. They've done that many times.
That is awesome. Beautiful.
You can howl at the moon and everything. Mm-hmm.
There you go. So that what a wonderful blessing that is to have that as a part of the collective wellness.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I got that sky's the limit on that and ways to get that kicked off in a weekend intensive or two or three day intensive.
Right. And
still in the coaching paradigm.
We had a couple come down from Maine that we took out twice on the yacht, and he got his drone out and took some videos that are to die for.
I can bring a wire antenna and I can talk on my ham radio on that thing.
Dude. There you go. Yep. My
contacts go.
You could do your show from there.
I could do the show from there. Wayne, we could do the show.
That's just getting ready to say, what's this? You, what's
I'm sorry. I was a good save. I said we, Wayne, at the
Oh gosh.
Pulled it together. But that's really good, you know, and that's a good idea, actually.
I know.
You really want to promote that because we would build more clientele that way. Teach everybody. That would be, holy cow, that'd be wild.
Would be good. That would be good. So, well, great. Well, Kay, I really appreciate you coming on the
show. Oh my gosh,
man. Today and talking about, you know.
It's been great. I loved it. Thank you for inviting me.
So yeah, it's always good to hear what folks are doing, and glad you're making that transition, continuing, you know, to have that part of your practice that's coaching, and you get to enjoy having the business of an office practice as well as a wellness practice there in Florida. So, man, we really, really appreciate you coming on.
Thank you.
Today. So
it was nice meeting you, Wayne.
Well, it's very nice meeting you. It's very pleasant. I can't tell you how you haven't seen me stop smiling since we started. I'm so excited I can climb a tree backwards.
Well, get outside.
Yeah, I'll do it outside. Yes.
Exactly. Yeah, I gotta do that. But well, really good. So so Kay, how can folks, our listeners and our viewers, how can they reach you? What are some of the best methods to reach you?
Well, the webpage for Kaleidoscope Behavioral Health, you can put that big long URL in there, but you can always just do ktrotter.com and it goes to it, and it's K-A-Y, no E. That takes you to the webpage. And then I've got a bio on there with my email. The email is super simple too. It's k@ktrotter.com.
That's awesome.
And then for the wellness, I've actually been playing with TikTok and posting some videos of the yacht. And the name of the boat is Scorpion is the name of the boat. So on TikTok, it's under the name of it is Scorpion Charters.
Excellent.
Y'all, that's got some amazing videos of the boat. And I'm on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. You know, the whole myriad.
Yes, that's good. So the Scorpion Charters on TikTok.
On TikTok. And you'll see my picture with a baseball cap backwards and sunglasses.
Okay, gotcha.
That's great. With the Scorpion Charters. I hope we get to see you again.
Oh, yeah, me too.
It's just been awesome. Thank you so much.
I enjoyed it immensely. Thank you both.
And so, yeah. So, okay. So folks, there it is. Scorpion Charters on TikTok. And then best way is ktrotter.com. And it goes to the Kaleidoscope page. And so you can see the whole run of services that K and Kaleidoscope offer. So that is fantastic. So we're so glad that you came on the show with us. And so folks, you know, we appreciate our viewers and listeners that came with us today. And remember, you can see us on the LA Talk Radio site. You can see us on Apple Podcast. We've now been picked up by Amazon, Audible. What a country. I mean, this is the little podcast that could. We're also on iHeartMedia, folks. We've stumbled into them. So, you know, this is just a great way to connect with Kay and us and our other shows. We are on Facebook at Concierge Coaches. We're on Instagram at Concierge_coaches. And I can be reached at conciergecoach.net. And Wayne, how can folks reach you?
Real easy. Wayne_515@yahoo.com.
All right. Very good. So there it is, folks. It's a wrap. So thank everybody for listening to the show. And we'll see you here next time on the Concierge Coaches Show on LA Talk Radio. Thanks, Kay.
Thanks.
See you. Thanks again, Kay.
Bye-bye.
Thanks,
Kay.
You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron